Welcome to Nutrition for Me. I'm Dora Walsh, nutritionist and functional medicine practitioner, supporting you to address and reverse your health problems, such as your digestive concerns, chronic fatigue, hormonal problems, low immunity, autoimmunity, hard to lose weight, and more. You can find out more about me on the internet and also follow me on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Well, this show is brought to you in association with Revive Active, Ireland's number one supplement brand. Visit reviveactive.com for all-in-one super formulas to boost energy, immunity, heart health, cognitive function, and even beauty. Well, this week, we're going to be talking about reversing and preventing type 2 diabetes. Globally, an estimated 462 million individuals are affected by type 2 diabetes, corresponding to 6.28% of the world's population. That's a sizable amount. Type 2 diabetes is a condition that causes too much sugar in your blood, and it can cause serious health problems if not treated. Symptoms of type 2 diabetes include frequent urination, feeling thirsty all the time, and feeling tired. And the treatment for type 2 diabetes from a conventional perspective includes medicine and changes to your diet and activity levels to help control your blood sugar level. Well, this week, I'm speaking with Laura Knight, CEO of Smarter Naturally and Head of Clinical Research, Steve Morrison. You can find out more about Smarter Naturally by visiting their website, smarternaturally.com. And you can also follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Welcome to the show, Laura and Steve. It's great to have you on UK Health Radio this week.
Good morning.
Thank you very much for inviting us.
So today we're going to be talking about preventing and reversing type 2 diabetes. As I mentioned in the intro for the show, this is a very serious condition. It can have dire consequences if it's not addressed. Luckily, there's a lot that you can do. And I think some people don't always know that. So this is what the show is all about, nutritional and lifestyle strategy to reverse and prevent type 2 diabetes. And we're going to go into talk about all the different things that people can do to support themselves. But before we go into our interview today on that topic, can you tell us a bit about how you came to be interested in type 2 diabetes and nutrition?
Well, interestingly, I used to work with our lead scientist, who is Professor Richard Mithen, and he spent more or less his lifetime's career looking at this particular compound called glucoraphanin. And glucoraphanin occurs in cruciferous vegetables, so things like broccoli, cauliflower, kale, and so on. But the best source is broccoli. But standard varieties contain just a very small quantity of this particular compound. So he spent his career developing a hybrid using traditional breeding methods, so no GM, to contain a very high quantity of this particular molecule. So when I worked with Richard, it just seemed that we should be incorporating this into food products that can then be beneficial. He has done research, clinical studies, and human intervention trials incorporating the broccoli into, as it happens, a soup. And there we saw data which showed that if you consumed the broccoli once a week, you could see a reduction in your elevated blood glucose to normal levels. Now, those studies were in pre-diabetic subjects, but there's nothing to suggest that it wouldn't be beneficial for people who are also diagnosed as being diabetic. So it was me working with him and being inspired by his work and thinking this should be translated to the benefit of consumers and the public. So it's British science funded by British taxpayers in a large amount.
Do you have anybody with type 2 diabetes in your family? Did you go into this because you wanted to help somebody that you knew?
I don't personally, but we've got lots of customers now who've been taking the soup for a period of time. So we say that you have to have it once a week for a period of probably 4 to 6 months to see a benefit. And then you continue to have it to maintain the improved blood sugar levels. So I haven't approached this with personal experience, but I've approached it with a sense that I want to do something that's worthwhile. And this ticks that box in an enormous way. If you can bring the benefit to people with such an easy to use a product, then it's a good thing to be doing and could be game changing for people. That sort of once a week pulse administration, if you like, is so easy to incorporate into your diet. So if you're told that you're pre-diabetic, for example, you're simply then told to change your diet and to take more exercise. And the problem with that, and for anybody that's tried dieting, long-term compliance is really hard. So to have something where you're just introducing a meal to your weekly diet is so easy to keep to and potentially bring those benefits.
You mentioned that there was quite a lot of investment into doing the research into this broccoli strain. Quite a lot of, I think, taxpayers' money. Was it because the government wanted to find a solution for type 2 diabetes?
I think the public funding is about trying to look at how diets can be improved and if there are plant diets that can help to improve your diet. So, you know, funding is available for looking at functional foods and how they can be beneficial to society and our healthcare systems. If you can have research that then can be translated into a consumer product, that is beneficial for society as well as our healthcare provision.
I personally see food as medicine, and I think that's becoming more mainstream now. I think in the past, many people didn't make that connection between the food that you're eating and your state of health, and also how you can use those specific, very powerful functional foods as a therapy to actually achieve a specific measurable change in the body. And obviously with this product, your super soup, the broccoli soup from Smarter Naturally, you're actually getting a specific result with that product.
Yes, there's a really, we've got our own research, but there's a very large and growing body of scientific research around the benefits of this particular compound. And it, when you eat the broccoli, the compound that we're working with converts into something else called sulforaphane. And this body of research encompasses glucoraphanin and sulforaphane. And it looks at a whole wide range of different health outcomes where this molecule could be of benefit to your health.
How is this super broccoli that you're talking about that you, I think it's called, you mentioned before, it's called GX.
GR Extra, yes.
Extra. How is this different from just normal broccoli?
Well, it contains this, it's been bred to contain this very high quantity of glucoraphanin. So that makes it significantly different. And because it's been bred using traditional breeding methods, it's taken decades to achieve that outcome. But we now generate the seed and we plant the broccoli, and then it's grown in the UK by specialist brassica growers. And then we process it. We end up drying it, which stabilizes the compound and makes it easy to incorporate into a whole range of different food products. So at the moment, we just have one product, which is an instant soup where you simply add boiling water to it. There is a really big pipeline and lots of opportunities to incorporate the broccoli into a whole range of different products. And the thing about standard broccoli is that whilst it contains a small amount of glucoraphanin, it may not contain any. I mean, it's simply not tested. And when you cook broccoli, you can destroy the compound. So that's another issue if you're buying a broccoli from the supermarket. I mean, we would always advocate that people have a healthy diet, that you have good range of vegetables in your diet, lots of plants, and try and incorporate a lot of fiber. And in fact, our soup contains a huge quantity of fiber too. So it contains almost 20 grams of fiber. And the recommended daily guide for fiber consumption is 30 grams. So you're getting 2/3 of your fiber content in just one meal.
Which is very blood sugar balancing anyway.
Indeed.
Is this super broccoli that you've created through breeding, is it genetically modified? Because maybe our listeners might...
No, absolutely no GM.
No GM. Okay, so it's just simply by breeding different strains of broccoli in order to get a strain that's very high in glucoraphanin, is that correct?
Correct. Yes, absolutely correct.
Diabetes comes along with a load of other health conditions, with obesity, sometimes with high blood pressure, metabolic disease. How does your soup, can your soup support these conditions and help people to reverse them in any way?
Yes, yeah, Steve, is that something that you'd like to take?
Yeah, you mentioned metabolic syndrome, which is a phrase that, you know, people are becoming more aware of. And it's a cluster of symptoms around elevated cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, all the things that we all hear about and read about all the time. And I think that, you know, some of the trials that we've already done have started to show that, you know, glucoraphanin and sulforaphane also have potential for affecting blood pressure, for affecting cholesterol. and overall then this metabolic syndrome condition, which is, you know, a lot of the health conditions that we all experience today don't come on overnight. They are, you know, the result of a decades of bad diet, decades of bad lifestyle. And, you know, reversing these is similarly is not something you can just take a pill to do, you know, overnight. So I think, you know, the prospect of these compounds being able to help that triage, if you like, of symptoms that are associated with metabolic syndrome goes much beyond just the simple blood sugar angle.
Something that we should all be taking. I want to understand, and I'm sure our listeners want to understand a bit more about how it works. I know you've talked about glucoraphanin, and you talked about how this converts into sulforaphane. But for maybe our listeners, they might not understand what that means. How does this make a change in the body? So somebody that's listening today that's being diagnosed with type 2 diabetes and is worried about, you know, whether this compound could be good for them, would you be able to explain how it works?
Yeah, I think we can do that. You know, there's lots of talk, and I'm sure your listeners will have heard about anti-inflammatory and antioxidant damage that we suffer in our body. So over a long period of time, this exposure to oxidation and to inflammatory processes affects a lot of the cells in our body and the organs in our body as well. So you can imagine that something like the liver, which is, you know, very involved in storing blood sugar, and the beta cells in the pancreas, which are responsible for the production of insulin, they're affected by these processes, these inflammatory processes and these oxidant processes. Now, what glucoraphanin and sulforaphane ultimately do, without getting too technical, is that they impact on one of the pathways, which is known as NRF2, and that pathway is involved in dealing with antioxidant redox-type detoxification pathways. So we know that it boosts the beta cells in the pancreas. We know that it has these antioxidant and anti-inflammatory effects in the liver. And although we don't fully understand the mechanism yet, as you would imagine with the research going on around the product, that's how we believe this product impacts on our health, by having a direct impact on our cells and organs, which are involved in processing sugar in the body.
Have you done any clinical trials on people with type 2 diabetes to get some data?
So the trials that we've run so far, and I'm sure, again, you'll appreciate that, you know, research is expensive. It takes time to do these trials to a standard that's, you know, acceptable. So this good clinical practice standard that we aspire to achieve in all clinical research. But yeah, we've done some trials now, some smaller exploratory trials where we have looked at blood sugar using things like fasting blood glucose levels, which everyone will be familiar with if they've ever heard about having an issue with their blood sugar levels. Also something called glycated hemoglobin, which is 3 months sort of rolling average of the amount of sugar that you have in your bloodstream. And we've also been using technology in continuous glucose monitoring, which again, people will be beginning to hear more about, which is the simple wearable technologies that we all see nowadays, where you pop a little sensor on the back of your arm and you can measure not directly blood sugar, but you measure the blood sugar that's between the cells in our bodies, in the liquid that's between the cells, which lags behind the blood sugar, but mirrors the patterns that you get. And so we've done these early trials now where we've looked at giving our product for relatively short periods of time. And I think that's an important consideration because, you know, when I talk about it taking years to deteriorate your blood sugar control, can imagine you can't fix this sometimes in just a few weeks. But if you look at sort of 3 months trials and beyond that, we've begun to see these good results where we're able to show some changes to fasting blood glucose, to glycated hemoglobin, as I said, and then also the time you spend in the normal range. Because if you wear these wearable technologies, the great data that it gives you, continuous recording, allows you to see how much time your blood sugar is staying in the target normal range. I'm sure your listeners will be aware that once you're diabetic, the damage that's done by diabetes is done by these transgressions where you go outside of the normal range to have too much or too little sugar in your body. So using all of those outcomes, we've been able to do some of the early trials and start to see the benefits that we can pick up with those measures.
I was just going to say the data that we've got so far is with pre-diabetic subjects. So people have got elevated blood glucose. Because once somebody is diagnosed with diabetes, they're generally medicated. So taking people off their medication introduces another level of complexity to a study. So our data, as I say, thus far is with pre-diabetic subjects who have got this high level of blood glucose.
And they have a great opportunity, don't they, Laura? Because I think if you imagine that the path to diabetes is a sort of seesaw type paradigm, that, you know, as you tilt that seesaw, the more it tilts the other way, the less easy it is to reverse it back again. And people are pre-diabetic and have high normal range for a number of years before they become truly diabetic. And that's where a great opportunity exists to sort of use diet and functional foods to keep your body healthy and to reverse the earlier signs of it. So as Laura says, yeah, but trials have used people with high normal ranges of glucose and also the pre-diabetic. And I, you know, going back to what you said at the start, you know, I personally am on the edge of pre-diabetes, and I do have a younger brother who's diabetic. So, you know, I'm aware, as many people will be, that, you know, if you're in that sort of pre-diabetic space, that you do have a great opportunity to move yourself back towards the healthy range.
And we're going to be talking a lot more about this topic of preventing and reversing type 2 diabetes after a few messages from our commercial partners.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Stop suffering with pet-related allergies when near dogs and cats. Great news, you can feel safe around pets with Nasal Guard for pet lovers. Nasal Guard topical gel blocks pet dander, hair, and dust mites from entering your nasal passages. Try Nasal Guard for pet lovers today. Visit Amazon or nasalguard.co.uk to learn more about Nasal Guard spray and gel products. Again, that's nasalguard.co.uk.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
You're listening to Dora Walsh on UK Health Radio, your global feel-good radio, and we're talking about reversing and preventing type 2 diabetes. Maybe you're somebody that's just been diagnosed or you're pre-diabetic. And we're speaking with Laura Knight, and she's the CEO of Smarter Naturally and also her head of clinical research, Steve Morrison. You can find out more about Smarter Naturally on their website, smarternaturally.com. You can also follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Laura, I think you've got a special offer. Is that correct for your super soup?
No, yes, we do. Yes, we do. Hello. So anyone that's interested to try our product, our soup, can get an exclusive £10 off their first order by visiting our website, smarternaturally.com/UK Health, or just simply using a code UK Health in uppercase at our checkout.
Okay, so they go to the website smarternaturally.com. You can go to the order the soup, and at the checkout, you can use UK Health in capitals. Also, you can go to the specific website smarternaturally.com/UK Health and also find the offer there and type in that code UK Health in capitals. I think it's important to try things. I must say I'm trying things all the time because of my show, and a lot of people are sending me products. So it is wonderful. And I've got your product, Sue, so I'm going to be trying it. I'm very keen. And I think it's always good to try things out to see how they work for us. How does it taste? Read the packaging, understand, touch and feel and taste, see how it can work for you. Because maybe our listeners don't know about food as a medicine, and they don't always understand that a soup can make a difference.
Absolutely. So incorporating this high quantity of glucoraphanin is what makes our product so special. And people sometimes ask, well, why can't you buy the broccoli as a fresh product? Well, as I've already mentioned, you can destroy the glucoraphanin content by cooking. So that's one reason. But the other reason is that there could be variability from crop to crop. So what our product does, what our soup does, is provide this really reliable high dose in every portion. And that means you just have to have it once a week. And we think it's that once weekly administration, that sort of having it just that once a week, helps to rejuvenate your cells in a way that if you were trying to have something on a daily basis, your body would simply get used to it. So it offers a number of benefits. And I think that the main thing is that having it once a week is just so easy. I think the other important point is that whilst this soup does taste of broccoli, and sadly not everybody is a broccoli lover, it's simply a vehicle to deliver this high quantity of glucoraphanin. So customers can add other things to it to zhuzh it up or just to make it more to their taste. I personally think it tastes great. I think it's a really tasty, substantial meal. But, you know, you can add other things to it, like chili or a bit of tomato salsa or a little bit of Parmesan cheese, for example. But that's very much dependent on your dietary requirements and the reasons for why you're having the soup.
Yeah, it's really good to know that you can kind of mix and match and add things to it, incorporate it into things. So, you know, and it's just once a week, actually. So it's not something that you're going to get fed up on. You know, with supplements, we have to take them every day. We have to be very consistent, but once a week is easy to do. So that sounds wonderful. Now, there seem to be so many health benefits. You've done trials. I've read that there are more than 3,000 research papers and clinical trials exploring the many different ways that sulforaphane.
That's okay.
Human health across many different areas. So we've talked about the blood sugar, and i.e. the diabetes. We talked a bit about cholesterol, the heart health, the blood pressure. But what about other conditions that we're seeing in an aging population? For example, arthritis, neurodegenerative disorders like Parkinson's or Alzheimer's, men's and women's health. How could this soup support these types of people in the aging population?
Well, we've got very early stage research in some of these areas, which looks very interesting. And there's, for example, there's been a study with using our broccoli, giving subjects with osteoarthritis the soup, and they've seen a reduction in pain and an improvement in mobility. But more research really needs to be done in those areas. But it's very interesting. And for example, I've got moderate arthritis in my knees. I have the soup every week, and I have to say my problems have eased. I also exercise, and I try and do other things that are good for me. But yeah, I don't have a problem with my knees anymore. So that's great news. But we are looking to do more research. Research is very expensive. We are a tiny company, but we are in discussions with academics looking at trying to do a study around osteoarthritis, but also in other areas. So there's some really interesting data around athletic performance. So we're also exploring the possibilities of doing some studies in those areas too, building upon existing research where there is some compelling data to think that actually it would be great to explore this further and give us more confidence that it is delivering a true benefit. But ultimately, you know, eating broccoli is going to be good for you. And eating our variety of broccoli is going to be, should be really good for you. And the soup, for example, is just a really healthy, easy meal to be having once a week. And we send people reminders, if that's helpful, that you can subscribe to that service. There's also a bunch of recipes that, and we've been working with celebrity chef Theo Michaels, and he's done some great recipes for us where you incorporate the soup into your various dishes, whether it's a curry or a pasta sauce or whatever, without cooking the soup. I think the other thing that is people find slightly confusing is that whilst we say that cooking can destroy the glucoraphanin content, adding boiling water to the product doesn't denature it. So that's fine. It's that sort of prolonged cooking that can destroy the glucoraphanin.
It's really important to know, because people need to know the best way to prepare the soup in order to derive those wonderful benefits. Going back to these conditions that we talked about, these conditions that we're seeing more and more in our aging population, we have a growing aging population because we have a longer lifespan these days, but we want to make sure that the health span is good alongside the lifespan. And so we talked about the arthritis, the neurodegenerative disorders, such as Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, and men's and the women's health. And I imagine that inflammation is a precursor to these types of conditions. And I can imagine that if this soup were to help those conditions, to support those conditions, the mechanism of action could be to do with its anti-inflammatory properties. Would I be correct in thinking in this way?
Yeah, yes, I think you want to take that?
Anti-inflammatory processes underlie so many of the problems that we get as we age. I mean, it's, as I said earlier, you know, exposure to in products in diet and lifestyle and activity creates this inflammatory process that our bodies are pretty good at suppressing when we're younger. But as we age, that gets harder and harder for us to do. Our metabolism slows down and we're less capable of doing that. So yeah, absolutely. The underlying mechanism to that is behind so many of these health conditions. And, you know, the one we didn't mention, you know, which comes back to the original research, was the fact that so much of the published literature is around cancer and cancer prevention, which is sometimes seen as a bit of a taboo for functional foods because, you know, the drug world struggles to deal with cancer. But there's a lot of publications around its ability to suppress the genes associated with some forms of cancer. I'm talking about the solid state cancers, which are the biggest killers in the UK, breast cancer, prostate cancer. The original research that was done around glucoraphanin and sulforaphane in studies was actually looking at things like these cancerous conditions. And it was a serendipitous finding that we saw that the blood sugar in some of the subjects was dropping. So absolutely, these inflammatory and oxidant damage processes are behind so many of these conditions that are a lifelong exposure.
We really need to get the inflammation under control. It's wonderful to hear that about the soup and that wonderful GR extra broccoli that makes it different to other just normal broccoli. So that's important. I'm going to mention your website again because I'm sure a lot of our listeners are interested to find out more. It's Smarter Naturally. And as I mentioned, there is a special offer. So you just go to the checkout and you can type in UK Health at the checkout once you've ordered the soup. It's called the Super Soup. Is that the main place that where people are purchasing the soup?
Yeah. So at the moment, we're purely selling via our website. But in due course, we would like to sell through other retail channels, but we're not quite there yet.
It's quite a new thing. It's exciting. So yeah, it's good to do it direct on your website. Is it a subscription or you just buy as you go? How does it work?
So we mostly sell by subscription, but if people don't want to subscribe, they can buy a single purchase. But, you know, if you do subscribe, we want our customers to trust us. I think it's all about the trust and reliability of the product. So we do make it very easy for people to unsubscribe. And we remind people when the subscription's due for renewal so that you can cancel easily. What we don't want people to feel is that they are trapped, but also because we think it's that weekly consumption is so important, you want that reliability of supply. So the subscription works in that way too. And what we try and do is to promise people that subscribe that they will continue to get their product. You know, we are an early stage company. We are dealing with a fresh product in its early stages before we process it into a soup. So there might be a slight hiccup in supply at some point. So by subscribing, we ensure that those people that are subscribed will continue to be able to get their subscription regularly.
I guess then you can calculate your demand and make sure you have it on time versus like this, the uncertainty, you know, if you don't have the subscription, you might not have it, but it sounds like it just kind of gets that certainty in place.
That's absolutely right. And having that sort of reliability in terms of supply.
Now, we talked about the aging population, we've talked about inflammation, we're talking about diabetes and, you know, how we can support ourselves through this super soup once a week, a natural product containing glucoraphanin, which is a powerful source of sulforaphane. I'll get it right by the end of the show. But what about young people? Young people can get pre-diabetes as well. But would they use this just for pre-diabetes or could they use the soup for other reasons?
I think you would consume the soup for a whole host of reasons. You know, as you mentioned earlier, we're all living longer, but it's so important for that longer period to be healthy. So it's about trying to have a healthy diet to support your health span. So we would advocate, you know, you'd have the soup whatever age you are in order that you are creating a good routine for yourself and consuming a healthy product.
You mentioned earlier, how would this support somebody that's an athlete in terms of their recovery and their rest?
So there's some interesting data around delayed onset muscle soreness. So that is something that you get if you've done a heavy workout, for example, you might feel sore the next day or 2 days afterwards. And there's some interesting data that suggests that by consuming a high glucoraphanin diet, that pain can be suppressed and eased. So we're looking to try and build on that. And with that in mind, we're looking to introduce a powder pouch at the end of March where people can administer their own dose, but also can add the powder to their meals as they see fit. And we will make a recommendation for how much material you should be consuming. But that allows people, particularly in the sort of sports world, to add it to their protein shakes and so on, where they're looking to get that glucoraphanin boost into their diet. And actually, if you are a bodybuilder, for example, you're very interested in consuming vegetable matter, and that particularly includes broccoli in many instances. So, you know, you're getting a really good dose of broccoli by incorporating the powder into your sports routine.
It's no coincidence, Laura, is it, that, you know, professional athletes look to suppress inflammation by hopping in an ice bath after a rigorous tournament of a game of tennis or something. They're doing that to have the same effect that we're trying to create here with the glucoraphanin sulforaphane in the broccoli. And I think, you know, whether you're a weekend warrior or a professional athlete, you know, it's a lot more pleasant to do that through your diet than it is to find yourself submersed in an ice bath.
Now, I can imagine that some people could be using this soup as a detoxification agent. Because, you know, for example, when I was studying nutrition many years ago, we always use broccoli to detoxify the liver because it works on a number of liver pathways, which I think you might have mentioned earlier. And therefore, as we talked about, the state of the liver is extremely important for health. And I can see how this thing could be very detoxifying for the liver, especially in somebody that wants to lose weight or to support their skin health. What are your thoughts on that?
I think that the liver, as an organ in our body, the liver is the most important. I mean, when we're talking about that at university, I'm a biochemist, you know, there are 500 functions to the liver in our body, which so outweighs all of the other organs that we have, although they're all vital. And I think that, you know, that concept of detoxification, the liver is responsible for detoxifying any drug that we take, any food that needs to be dealt with. That's where the enzymes are that often, you know, conjugate together with some of the toxins in our body and eliminate them then through our body system, through the kidneys or through digestion. So I think that, yeah, you're absolutely right. Detoxification is all about the liver. And I think in the same way that I mentioned earlier, that the antioxidant, anti-inflammatory processes of the liver control blood sugar, there's no coincidence that if you're, you know, looking to suppress those within the liver itself, then you're probably going to have those other benefits in terms of general detoxification of your system. However good we are with our diets, there are always some things in there that are not great for us. So, you know, it's good to add this kind of ingredient, these cruciferous vegetables, which contain the glucosinolates, in any way that we can to our diet.
Great story. Now, we're going to be talking a lot more about preventing and reversing type 2 diabetes after a few more messages from our commercial partners.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one supplement brand, help you put back what life takes out. All-in-one comprehensive formulas created to offer you maximum benefit, whatever stage of life you're at, and with a range that supports everything from immunity, energy, cardiovascular health, joints, cognitive function, menopause, and even beauty. We've got you and your family covered. Premium ingredients packed into a powerful daily sachet. Simply mix with water to activate for a flavorful health drink. Perfect at home or on the go. Revive Active. Available at selected Holland & Barrett stores, Well Pharmacies, and online at Amazon and reviveactive.com. Super supplements for a super you.
Nature's Medicine for Modern Living. A people and plants dialogue hosted by Sophie.health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world. And hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.health, reconnecting people and plants.
Once upon a time, human slavery was just a fact of life. Right now, animal abuse is often considered normal. In time, it won't be. Animal Aid campaigns peacefully against all forms of animal abuse and promotes cruelty-free living.
Check out animalaid.org.uk. It's time for a kinder world.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
You're listening to Dora Walsh on the Nutrition for Me show on UK Health Radio, your global feel-good radio. I'm speaking with Laura Knight and Steve Morrison, Smarter Naturally, and you can find out more about them on their website, smarternaturally.com. They also have a special offer. If you do want to try the sleep, then you just go to their website, and at the checkout, you can type in UK Health in capitals at the checkout to get 10% off your first order. It's always good to try something out. Now, I've really enjoyed actually talking about these different topics, and I've still got a lot of questions, and we've got a few more minutes. So why? I know we talked about why you're different, but is there anything else that I need to know about why the broccoli, the super soup with your GR extra broccoli is different to other things on the market?
I think the main thing to say is that there are, you know, broccoli has long been seen as a superfood, and we'd certainly advocate, as I've said already, people eating plenty of broccoli and plenty of fruit and vegetables. But what makes our product different is this high content of glucoraphanin. And whilst there are lots of people, well, there are lots of products out there that contain broccoli, they're all made with standard varieties, so you're not going to get that big hit of glucoraphanin that our product provides. I think also there are supplements, broccoli supplements available. But again, you're generally needing to eat those or consume them a couple of tablets a day, for example. Whereas what we're offering is a meal that you're just simply having once a week. And it's also providing a whole range of other nutritional benefits. And we know that the way you process food is often somewhat different to supplements, which don't necessarily get well absorbed. So, and our data is all around eating a food product. So we're very much science-backed and research-led to deliver a product that we think is reliable and good for you.
So I can understand now why you made this into a soup versus a supplement. And the good thing about it is you only have to take it once a week. What are your users, your customers telling you about their results of taking the soup?
So our initial focus has been on pre-diabetes and diabetes. And we're now seeing really good customer case studies, some of which are available on our website, but there's a whole bank of these case studies now. And in due course, we will get them published, where it's made a real difference to people. In some instances, people have been trying all sorts of things to lower their blood glucose. They've been doing all the right things. You know, they've been doing lots of exercise. They've been trying to have a healthy diet, and they still can't crack lowering their blood glucose. They've been having the soup once a week. And over a period of time, it seems to have made a difference without any other dietary or exercise lifestyle changes. So they're delighted. And I think those customers will be customers for life.
Right. And what next for Smart and Naturally? Do you have any other products in your pipeline?
Yeah. So I mentioned earlier that we're hoping to launch this powder pouch at the end of March of this year. And that will be a pouch of virtually pure raw broccoli that people can then add a tablespoon to their dishes or administer the dose as they see fit. But it will come with recommendations. And we'll also be working with Theo Michaels to launch the powder pouch with, again, a series of recipes to give ideas about how it could be incorporated, be it into a smoothie or overnight oats or a whole range of different things. But because we dry the broccoli, which, as I said earlier, preserves and protects the compound, we can incorporate it into a whole range of different food products. But we're small and we can't run before we can walk. So, you know, in due course, we hope to have a whole range of different food products that people can have and incorporate into their diets easily. And that would include things like snack bars. So rather than just having a meal replacement, which I personally think is a great idea, you know, a snack bar would be just something that you have once a week. And you just incorporate it into your diet at any point in the day.
It's great for people that might not be keen on soup, but I think most people do like soup. But it's good to have a lot of different variety in terms of how to take this product. I'd love to see it in, you know, those little kind of protein balls, the powder mixed into a nice protein ball. Nutritionists are really into protein balls. Have you heard of them?
Yes, we certainly have. And so, yes, that indeed is another area of exploration for us. And I'd be really confident that we could produce something like that. But for us, it's a question of building our customer base. We've had a terrific year, but in order for us to launch more products, it's quite a big undertaking. But yeah, we've got the powder pouch at the end of March, and in due course, we'll be expanding our product range.
You talked about your celebrity chef, Theo. Is it Theo or Leo?
Theo. Theo.
Theo. Now, and his recipes for your company, Smart and Naturally. Can our listeners go onto your website to look at those recipes?
Oh, absolutely. So we've got a few on the website at the moment, which are linked to the soup. So it gives people other ideas for how they might incorporate the soup into their diet if they just don't want to have soup. But if there's ideas for curries and pasta sauces, for example. But when we launch the powder pouch, Theo will also be doing more recipes, and all of which will be available on their website, on our website.
It's been lovely speaking to you both. I really do hope you've enjoyed being on the show and spreading the message about the soup of soup with the GR Extra Broccoli from Smart and Naturally. For our listeners today, if you want to find out more about the soup of soup, which is getting amazing results in people that have got pre-diabetes, pre-type 2 diabetes, definitely go to the website smartandnaturally.com. They do have a special offer. So at the checkout, you just type in UK Health in capitals and you'll get 10% off your first order. Listeners, I really hope you've enjoyed listening to the show as much as I've enjoyed presenting the show. And this show has been brought to you in association with Revive Active, Ireland's number one super supplement brand. Visit reviveactive.com for all-in-one super formulas to boost energy, immunity, heart health, cognitive function, even beauty. Catch us again next week on the Nutrition For Me show on UK Health Radio, your global feel-good radio. Until then, goodbye.